Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And here on our show, we'll be bringing in some guests from the community, from Patel and Shabika Financial Group. And then later on in the show, we'll be bringing in Nancy DeWitt from Pellegrino Healing Center. But before that, I want to tell you about some upcoming events that we have happening in and around the Hudson Valley region, including this evening will be the event of the year, our Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, New York, New York Annual Gala. That event is brought to you by our platinum sponsor, Northside Auto Body. The Women's Leadership Alliance of the Hudson Valley has an event to celebrate International Women's Day. There is a job fair on March the 12th. March 18th is a business education seminar. We have a business after hours, a contact breakfast, and so much more. Find all this information right on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce website. It's dcrcoc.org. That's it, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by Patel and Shabika Financial Group. Hang in there, we'll be back right after this message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Castella Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from Patel and Shabika Financial Group, it's Joseph Shabika, principal and founder, along with Bina Patel, also principal and founder of Patel and Shabika Financial Group. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Frank. It's great to be here with you.
Thank you, Frank. Nice to be here.
So as always, when I like to start out with a new guest, I want our listeners to know who you are, a little bit about you, your background. What brought you here to the area? Tell us a little bit about how you got started in the industry. So I know we're going to get to a little disclosure shortly, but before that, I'd like you to take it away with about you. Who are Joe and Bina?
Well, Frank, I want to begin by saying thanks for hosting us. We've certainly been looking forward to this conversation, and we appreciate your allowing us to get to some of that housekeeping. But just in terms of how we came to be in the Hudson Valley, Bina and I started our firm in 2009. We were working with a bigger firm in New York City, and we'll explain a little bit more about that in just a second. We both moved our homes. Bina moved to Warwick with her husband. I moved to New Windsor, and commuting from Orange County into New York City gets old really fast. So we decided to look for office space that was a lot closer to home, and Beacon was something that we found fit our personalities and our business model. And we've been there for the past 3 years or so.
My name is Bina Patel, as I said earlier, and I grew up in India, was born and raised in India until I was 16, came to America, knowing being an immigrant, not speaking English, I knew quickly how important his personal finance was for me and my family. And when I started working in the banking and finance sector, I realized how many immigrant family do need our help, personal planning, and overall as a language barrier. And my mission was to work with immigrant families to help them to achieve the dreams of American dreams we all have, which I'm living right now. And that was one of the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing today.
Now the fun part, the compliance part. We have to be compliant. So I'm going to turn it to you, Joe, because there are a few things that you have to disclose.
We do, and thank you for that, Frank. Thanks for letting us get some housekeeping out of the way early. It's to say that Bina and I are again, principals and founders of Patel & Chabika Financial Group, LLC. We're based in Beacon, New York, and we're affiliated with a few other firms. We're part of a New York City-based financial services group called Wealth Advisory Group, and that is an agency for Guardian Life Insurance. We're financial representatives for Guardian. I'm a registered representative and investment advisory representative for Guardian's subsidiary, which is Park Avenue Securities. And to take the disclosures just a bit further, we also need to state to the audience that this conversation is for informational purposes only. Individual financial circumstances differ, and listeners should only rely upon the information that we share when considered and coordinated with individual professional advice. This does not constitute an offer or solicitation for any financial product or service. And lastly, that Bina's, in my opinion, are not necessarily that of Guardian and Park Avenue Securities. Now I can take a breath.
Individual personal advice. So that's where I'd like to start, because that is what your industry is all about. It's personalized. I want you to start out by describing how you go through a discovery process with a new client. You're sitting someone down and having the conversation about their future plans, and take it from there.
That's a great question. I think to begin, we want to know why someone is sitting with us. And what we've found to be true over the years and the decades, really, that we've been doing this, is that there are two issues that are facing most folks. One is that, according to the St. Louis Federal Reserve Board, in November of last year, which is the most recent month for statistics, the average American household saves about 3.5% of their income, which is really, really low. That's one issue that most folks face, is that they're just not good savers. And the other thing that we find is that most folks are grossly underprotected for things like lawsuit and fire and flood and sickness and injury and a passing away of a wage earner. So we know those things are often true when we're sitting across from someone. And in our discovery process, the most important thing we can find out is what's somebody's hopes and dreams for the future? What are their visions for their careers, their families, for their own personal and professional growth? And then how can we marry those hopes and dreams that they have with the products and services that we can offer and bridge those gaps, help them become better protected, help them become better savers and investors, help them minimize the drain of debt and taxes, and basically live a better life. But it's all about understanding what's important to them.
Sure. And there's a process in that. Protecting what an individual has is one of the main goals. Growing someone's net worth, retiring on someone's terms, and then taking an organized approach. I think four very distinct ways to describe the type of advice that, and services that you're working with someone on and some of their goals. So I want to take them one at a time, starting with protect what you have. Talk about that for a moment.
The most important financial resource that any of us has is our income. And if you take away one's income, life looks a lot different for folks than it probably does today. So we want folks to acknowledge that their income, again, is the greatest financial resource they'll ever have. We honor the role that their income plays, and we help them become better stewards of it. Again, saving the right amount, managing debt, etc. But in that protection-first approach, we also guide them through conversations that help them acknowledge that the fact that if their income were lost, they would be in trouble. And so protecting yourself first means, first of all, looking at ways in which your income can be replaced if you get sick or hurt. You know, do you have enough disability insurance through your employer, or do you have any disability insurance on your own? What kind of health insurance options do you have? Do you have sufficient life insurance in place that would replace the income of a wage earner if he or she passed away? And do you have enough lawsuit protection if you get into a car accident and get sued? How do you protect the assets that you have created already and have the potential to create, again, through good stewardship of your income?
for our listeners who may be just tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, on our show today, we have special guests in with us from Patel and Shabika Financial Group. Joe and Bina, the principal and founders, are with us, and we're talking about the different types of services they provide. We just finished up talking about onboarding someone who potentially is a new client and ways that they would discover the goals of those individuals for future success and hopefully growth of their net worth. And that's my next question for you is, what are some of the vehicles you might discuss with someone for growth of net worth?
The first thing that we want to know is whether or not the folks that are sitting across from us have developed good habits, good savings habits. Financial products don't necessarily cause problems and they won't solve problems. It's good behavior and good habits about saving and investing that are really going to make the difference in somebody's financial success. So we want to know about what their experiences have been like in saving. What was their upbringing like? Like, what was money like or money conversations like in their household when they were children? If they're married or have a significant other, what are the financial conversations that they're having today? And are their spouse or significant other and they on the same page as it relates to saving? And for folks who could use a little bit of help, we'll often help them create something that we call a wealth coordination account. And that's not a specific product or service. It's sure. Just a way of designating vehicles that can help them save first. You know, when I was a kid, I remember my grandfather telling me, you know, you got to pay yourself first. And very often we have things that come out of our paychecks like income taxes and 401k plans and the cost of health insurance and other benefits. But most of us don't have a way of creating liquid savings, just cash in the bank, as a way of saving first. So our objective, once we've helped folks protect themselves, is to help them create those better habits by designated specific accounts that get money on a regular basis, and hopefully they'll just sit back, let the savings take place, and wake up 6 months, 12 months, 18 months later and realize that money that was automatically going into some of these accounts is just accumulating without their even feeling the pinch of it.
Joe, the end goal here is retirement for many, not for everyone, but for most. And that is probably what you're having the conversation about and around with most of your clients, talking about the future and where they'd like to be at retirement. And potentially it could be location. It could be what type of income they're used to, and or would they be scaling back? Would they be downsizing significantly or maybe even upsizing? I know a friend that just did that in retirement. I was shocked that they built a house twice the size that they had prior.
So, them.
You know, the plans in retirement, I think, are an important conversation to have, and people retire on their own terms. So talk a little bit about that. I know it's different for everyone.
It is different for everyone, and it's so different today for folks who think about retiring compared to what it was like for our parents' generation, certainly our grandparents' generation. We find a lot of folks don't just completely stop working. Retirement often means transitioning into something different. It could mean part-time work. It could mean consulting if you're in a profession that that supports a consulting business. It could mean volunteering. It could mean working for nonprofits. It could mean a totally different career switch. So retirement definitely looks a lot different for folks these days than it did generations ago. I do think, though, that it's important for us to acknowledge that for a lot of folks that we meet, retirement is a long ways off. If we meet somebody who's 45, 50, 55 even, retirement might be 10, 12, 15 years, 20 years away. I haven't decided what I'm having for dinner tonight, so for me to ask somebody to know what 20 years from now is going to look like is almost an unfair question. So while, yes, we do want to have them talk to us about their hopes and dreams for the future, we often want them to not look past the present or the intermediate future and just look at retirement. Mm-hmm. One of the challenges we find, Frank, is that a lot of folks where they do save is often in their retirement accounts. I mentioned a moment ago that most folks don't save enough. But what we find is that where most folks do save is in their 401ks, 403bs, and the like. And those are great ways to accumulate money for retirement. And they don't really allow you to do an awful lot before retirement. So if someone wants to buy a home or put a child through college and pay for that tuition, we want them to create some kind of balance between what's going to be there for them 20 years from now when they do choose to retire, whatever that looks like, and also what the intermediate term future might look like in terms of all the other hopes and dreams that they have.
Of course, doing all this in an organized approach, working with the individuals on their plan, making sure they're following that plan as they go forward. And of course, plans always change. So working with them on a continuous basis as they go forward. So before the clock takes us, I would like to have you put your contact information out there. Bina, would you be willing to do that for us?
Yeah, so you can reach us at our email is info@patelandshabika.com. We also have office right on Main Street, 6 Eliza Street, Beacon, New York.
You can always reach them online at patelandshabika.com. That's patelandshabika.com. Or if you want to find out more information about Patel and Shabika, you can go right to our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Put in financial or advisory or any type of keyword, and they will be the first to come up in our business directory. Joe and Bina, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, we have to take a quick break here on the show. But when we come back, we're going to be joined by Pellegrino Healing Center. Nancy DeWitt will be with us. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from Pellegrino Healing Center, Nancy DeWitt. She's the Community Engagement Director with Pellegrino Healing Center. Nancy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I am phenomenal, and I'm very excited to have you on the show with us today because you have a long history, not only with the Chamber of Commerce, but now a long time with Pellegrino Healing Center. And we're going to be talking a little bit about Christine Pellegrino. I hope she doesn't mind that we're talking behind her back, but I have to say she is quite a remarkable person.
She
has created an enterprise with Pellegrino Healing Center, and I remember doing her very first ribbon cutting. And when she cut that ribbon and we had such a nice conversation following that, I thought to myself, this woman is remarkable. She is truly passionate and caring and thoughtful and has everything that it takes to be a business person, which is very unique and very unique character to have in that world. So that's a little bit about Christine. She's one of our board members here at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And I want you to tell our listeners about Pellegrino Healing Center. What are the services that you provide? I'm going to let you take it away.
Well, I would actually like to add a little bit about Christine, if I could. So Christine is a very caring individual, as well as being a remarkable businesswoman. And we joke with her that she wants to heal the world. And I say, dial it back, sister. You got to just take care of Dutchess County first, and then we'll tackle the world. So Christine started out, as you know, at the first ribbon cutting. It was one building, just a few practitioners, and we are now up to four acupuncturists, 6 massage therapists. We have countless therapies, and we have about 28, 29 employees now. So we've grown tremendously in the last 7 or 8 years. We have 2 buildings and a salt cave. So we just keep growing and growing, and it's really fantastic. Christine is the lead acupuncturist. She's also the owner, the founder, the director, chief cook and bottle washer. She does a little bit of everything. So at Pellegrino, we do a lot of different things. We do, we have acupuncture, we have integrative medicine, we have massage, herbal medicine, bioenergetic testing, hyperbaric oxygen therapy. We do neurofeedback, laser therapy, infrared sauna, salt cave, as I mentioned. We do some wellness classes. So we do a little bit of everything.
So let's take them one at a time, starting with the acupuncture. Talk about the benefits of acupuncture. Why someone would utilize acupuncture? What's the premise of it and how does it work?
So I personally fell in love with acupuncture because I was suffering from migraines, and I had tried everything, and even the medication really wasn't working. So I actually met Christine when I worked here at the Chamber as the Director of Business Services, and I met her just to talk a little bit about what she did, and I was so enthralled with her. I said, you know, what the heck? I'm going to give it a shot. I left there after a session, and I felt amazing. The migraine was gone, and I just felt more energized. So I started to go there, and the migraines decreased. I said, I'm going to suggest I send my husband, who was suffering for some back issues. So it's certainly not going to heal if you have arthritis or osteoarthritis, but it will help the pain.
Yeah, it's pain management.
It is pain management, totally. And it's great for a ton of different things. I mean, people come to us for infertility, and it has helped them. They come to us for pain management. They come anxiety. It's great for anxiety. People have come to us for insomnia. They've tried everything, and they can't sleep. And the acupuncture helps them.
You know, I sent a few people over there for acupuncture, and they're still a pain to me. Didn't work.
Oh, you need to come.
All kidding aside, acupuncture, massage therapy also can be used for pain management. And massage therapy is another type of practice that you have there. And talk a little bit about diving into the different theories of massage therapy.
Yeah. So all of our, we're not really like a spa atmosphere. It's really more, I mean, it is relaxing to come to us, but we're really not that place where you're going to go and spend the day. We're really there for, it's restorative. So all of our massage therapists are trained in different types of massage. So medical massage, oncology massage, most of our therapists have that under their belt. Deep tissue, it's very helpful. I'll use my husband again for an example. He goes there for medical massage for his back. We have an integrative portion of what we do, integrative medicine, and an oncology portion of what we do. We do treat cancer patients, and they go to the massage therapist for relief. It's amazing.
Abdominal, deep tissue, hot stone, the medical massages, myofascial, the list goes on.
Yeah. Prenatal is big. A lot of people come for prenatal, postnatal massage. That's very big. Swedish massage. And of course, Thai massage is big. And that's only offered by one of our massage therapists, George. And that you're completely dressed. And what you do is you lay down, and it's actually all stretching. I like the fact that you're completely dressed. At my age, that's really a big bonus. But that is amazing. He stretches muscles you didn't even know you have. And he gives you tips. All of them do, actually. They'll give you tips of what to do when you go home.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And here on our show today, we have Nancy DeWitt. She's the Community Engagement Director of Pellegrino Healing Center. And Nancy, we were just talking about massages. And there's another massage that's on here that I'm not familiar with.
Yes, manual lymphatic drainage. And that's actually offered by our acupuncturist, Catherine Cusimano. That is offered to a lot of our cancer patients. Take advantage of it, or people who have swelling. It actually doesn't feel like a normal massage. It's a very light touch, but it goes over your lymphatic system, and it's a drainage. And people who have it have really, they notice that change in them, and it gets rid of all of that excess fluid. It's great to get rid of all those toxins.
Beamer therapy. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's like it's an electrical type of thing. You kind of sit on this mat, and we have trained therapist who will do it. We have several of them. We have Amber, but we have Tammy, who is like kind of like our practice manager for, she's our chief bottle washer and cook, because she does a little bit of everything. She is with Christine when Christine is seeing patients. She does cupping along with Christine. She also does the Beamer therapy. She does the hyperbaric therapy. She sets you up with that. So Beamer is really interesting. A lot of people do that. It's very, very helpful. We also do the bioenergetic testing.
What is that?
Oh, that is really cool. We all need a little energizing, but no, this is really, really fascinating. You actually hold on to these like rods, and it's done with the computer. And Amber actually who's an herbalist, is certified in doing this testing. And
it's an analysis.
It is. And it will tell you kind of what's wrong with you. And I'm a skeptic. So I did this and I thought, yeah, right. It was spot on. It told me what was wrong with me. And if you say anything, Frank, I will hit you.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Thank you.
But don't worry, Nancy. It would be off the charts if I were to grab
no,
a hold
but
of
medically,
those.
Like it said, like it really, like it told me like I was having digestive issues. It told me everything. And then what it does is it recommends like acupuncture pressure points, tells you what you should do. It's amazing. And Amber, who actually performs that and does that therapy, is incredible. She's also our integrative specialist. So she's really a perfect person to meet up with because she can help you.
Okay. Colon hydrotherapy. I think that's exactly what it sounds like.
Yep. Those are colonics. Right. Yep. And we do have someone who is certified to give those. And that's, again, getting rid of the toxins in your body.
So cranial sacral therapy?
That is offered, again, by Catherine Cusimano, who is one of our acupuncturists. And that is kind of similar, actually, to like manual lymphatic drainage, kind of, sort of, where it's very light touch. And people with migraines or like a lot of neck pain, they'll go to her. She has a lot of success with this.
Very straightforward healing skin care, herbal medicine, infrared sauna, Iconic detox foot bath, laser therapy.
Oh, let me talk about the foot bath, because we actually have a special this month on that. So check out our website for the special. The foot bath is incredible. I highly recommend it. You have the foot bath and it kind of just gets the toxins out, and they will explain to you what is like coming out of you. Like it could be metal. You could have a lot of metals in your body. It could be something else. So that is really cool. Check out the specials, because that's very interesting.
I'm going to skip a bunch because I want to get to the salt cave that's very unique to you there Pellegrino Healing Center. So talk about the salt cave, the benefits of the salt cave, and what it is.
So the salt cave is actually, it's in a building, but there's the four walls are all made of salt. The floor is salt. We run really a humidifier through it, like, so people will understand. So it like pushes out the salt air. And you sit in there for like 40 minutes or so. Thursdays, we have a special on it. So it's like, it's half price. It's $20 on Thursday. You sit in there and it's great for your skin. It's great for your lungs. And it's very relaxing. You can either sit in a chair that kind of leans back. You can sit in an Adirondack chair. You can sit on a yoga mat, whatever you're most comfortable in. And people love it. We've also done classes in there where we teach relaxation. We will do, like minor.
Teach relaxation. Okay. Take that one for me.
So there's relaxation techniques, there's breathing techniques. Also, Christine and the other acupuncturists have put in like needles in your ear where you can do that, or just acupressure points if you're not happy with the needles. Some people don't like the needles in their ear, so they'll teach acupressure points. But breathing is big, and just learning how to breathe properly, to focus properly, and we'll give you handouts. And we also have a toolkit on our website with those breathing techniques. But I also, I want to talk with the Salt Cave. We have a community acupuncture day where we, it's like an hour. Our acupuncturist, actually it's going to be Sally, who's one of our newest acupuncturists. She has her doctorate in acupuncture. And Christine are going to be leading this. And it's going to be, I believe, March 18th. And it's a Saturday, I think. And they're going to be leading this. And it's free to veterans and first responders. This is a great opportunity. And it's really for people with PTSD. So that's why we offer it free to that group, but it's also good for anybody because there's always a little trauma in your life. You know, I worked with Frank for a few years, so I have a little bit of trauma.
Very traumatic.
But no, seriously, there is, people do have a lot of trauma in their lives. So this is a great opportunity to kind of experience a little bit of acupuncture, and it's on a sliding scale basis. So check that out on our website, and you can call the office, you can call us and find out more information. You know, we have a great staff at the front desk who are always willing to educate the public about what we offer.
You also always have a lot of events and classes ongoing. People can find the full schedule of events as long with different types of classes that you provide right on the website. It's PellegrinoHealingCenter.com. That's PellegrinoHealingCenter.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go right to the business directory. Put in the Salt Cave. Put in perhaps any keyword that we discussed today, from biomat therapy, colon hydrotherapy, or cupping. Maybe it's massage therapy. The list goes on. Any of those services, and Pellegrino Healing Center will be the first to come up. Nancy DeWitt, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. We have a lot going on at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and you can find it all on the website, dcrcoc.org. If you like any of the guests that you heard on our show today and you want to find out more information about them, their organization, and or perhaps you want to find out about events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, tune into our website. It's all right there, dcrcoc.org. It's the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, and have a great day. Bye-bye.